International Grains Council raised its estimates for global wheat and corn production, and Kim is here to talk about it. Kim, how do those estimates compare to the USDA?
Well, they're slightly below USDA's estimates. So you look at wheat, it came out at 27.5 billion bushels compared to USDA's 27.6. So very close, but slightly below that. You look at corn, 40.7 billion bushels compared to USDA's 40.9. I might note that 40.9 billion bushels of corn is the second highest on record, which was 42.3 billion bushels.
How did prices react?
Oh, there wasn't much reaction at all, and that's what you'd expect when the International Grain Council's numbers are still slightly below USDA's.
Well, both feed grain and wheat prices are in the tank. When can producers expect them to get out of the tank?
Well, if you're looking at wheat, and I just got back from a big Outlook conference in Kansas City, and I think everybody's in agreement that wheat prices are going to be in the tank for at least until we get into July or August of next year, and maybe into the 19 and 20 year. It's going to take some time for this glut of wheat to clear the market. If you look at corn, it's possible for it to react sooner. They're saying on the short run, corn prices, after we get through, say, half through or more of the U.S. Harvest, we could get higher corn prices, just slightly higher. And corn can clear the market in 1 year, where it normally takes a couple years to clear a wheat glut. Corn around the world, it can clear the world in one marketing year. So we could see higher corn prices next fall.
A little bit of disappointing news, of course, with wheat. Why are they expected to remain below average?
Well, one, you can look at the U.S. We've got relatively high stocks, slightly lower than last year, but you look at the quality of those wheat stocks. We don't have protein, some of it we don't have test weight, so you've got a quality issue there. You've got the former Soviet Union that's got, you know, they've increased their production by 50% in the last 2 years. It's good, you know, their average protein was 12.4%, so we've got that competition with them and Ukraine. So it's going to take a while. It's going to possibly take a couple years to clear the world glut, to get production down, to get lower planted acres, to get lower harvested acres. It's just going to take more time than it does with corn.
And as a result, how should producers react to all of this?
Well, like they've been reacting. You look at planted acres of wheat in the United States last year, the lowest since, you know, the early 1900s. Word on the street right now, the U.S. winter wheat planted acres will probably be down another 5 to 10% this year. That's exactly what you'd expect to see with these low prices. And that's what we need to get prices up. One last thing on those prices. If the producers will give me 58 plus test weight and 11.5 or better protein, I'll almost guarantee them another 80 cents to a dollar higher price next year.
Okay, Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.